speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
The Sky News Centre at 7. The Prime Minister says he'll review plans to release thousands of prisoners across England and Wales early. It's due to be introduced in September to ease overcrowding in jails. But two men convicted of killing PC Andrew Harper could be among those who'll serve just half of their sentences. His widow says that's deplorable. Here's former Justice Secretary David Gawke.
Until April 2020, those who were convicted of offences like manslaughter and so on were released at the halfway stage in any event. The government at that time didn't create the additional prison places and essentially stored up problems.
Bus fares across England will be capped at £2 again from January under the Prime Minister's latest cost of living measure. The lower cap will apply throughout 2027, replacing the £3 limit. A former chief executive of Southern Water has been charged over an alleged plan to manipulate wastewater quality tests. Matthew Wright and three other former employees are accused of conspiring to defraud the Environment Agency and regulator. Inflation eased to 2.6% in June due to lower fuel prices and a drop in the pace of rising food costs. Economists think it'll rise again in July, though, when next month's data reflects the energy price cap increase. Rangers manager Derek McInnes has been given a four-match ban for criticising officials last season when he was in charge of Hearts. Celtic were given a late penalty against Motherwell, which they scored, to set up a winner-takes-all title showdown against Hearts, which they won. McInnes has been punished for these comments on Sky Sports.
When you hear Celtic got a 96-minute penalty and it was going to VAR, and they were checking it, you just assume what's happened is they get the penalty. And having seen it again, I think it's disgusting. It is. I don't think it's a penalty kick, but we're up against it.
Jeff Bezos could be the latest billionaire to invest in English football. The Amazon founders had talks about being part of a consortium for a minority stake in Liverpool. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And I'm going to start tonight's show with two American artists who, between them, have been nominated for no less than 32 Grammy Awards.
What you can do with my love. All right.
Classic Hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Just you and
Well, the football is done, and it's not quite as hot as it was over the last few weeks, is it? But the good news is the music still keeps coming on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, and Wednesday nights, 7 till 9pm, means only one thing. 2 hours of classic tracks from the 80s coming up on the 80s Rewind with me, Simon Jobling, and I'll be giving you information and trivia about the tracks that we're going to hear. First up on tonight's show, Earth, Wind & Fire and Let's Groove, which was written by White and Vaughan from the band, and they'd formed way back in 1969 in Chicago. Now, they went on to win 6 Grammys, and they just pipped Lionel Richie because they were nominated for a total of 17 Grammys in their career. Now, although it's a very different cast of members from the old days, the band is still out there playing. And in fact, they sang this very song at a Sabrina Carpenter gig only last year. Originally, on its release, it was number 3 on both sides of the Atlantic in 1981. And then just now, we heard Lionel Richie and Running With The Night, which is co-written by Lionel with a lady called Cynthia Weil, if you listen to my 70s Rewind, you will know I've mentioned Cynthia Weil on numerous occasions. She was a prolific award-winning songwriter in the 60s and the 70s, especially with her husband Barry Mann. Now, they also had quite a bit of help from Toto's guitarist Steve Lukather writing this song, and he also did the guitar solo. And on backing vocals, there was another well-known individual, Richard Marx. Yeah, he was the guy who had the hits Hazard and Right Here Waiting. Well, when it was originally released, this one got to number 9 in 1984. But now, more music, and now it's the Rolling Stones with Emotional Rescue, which was written by Jagger and Richards, although it did come at a time of rather strained relations between the two. So much so that Mick Jagger would record his bits in the early evening, Keith Richard, he would go in and do his bits in the studio late at night. And it's a song which divided their fans at the time of release, and which the band never performed in concert until 2013. Well, it was a hit mainly in the English-speaking world, and it got to number 9 in our chart in the UK in 1980. Is there nothing I can say? Yeah!
tonight is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
There on your Red Kite Radio, and a track from them that you don't hear very often, really, I think, If You Can't Stand the Heat. And it was co-written by Andy Hill, who also did a lot of work with Celine Dion, and also by a guy called Ian Benson, and he was the former guitarist from the Scottish 70s group Pilot. Now, it was the first single where the two girls in the band took the lead vocals, and that came about because of requests from their fans for that to happen. Well, it certainly worked because it would be the band's fourth consecutive top 10 hit here in the UK, two of which went to the top of the chart, but this one, it got to number 10 in 1982. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with John Lennon and Just Like Starting Over. And this was the final single released in his lifetime, and the first since he left the music industry in 1975. And John himself, well, he called it his Elvis Orbison track, because he said he was sort of impersonating their vocal styles. Now, it was out, tragically, at the time of his murder around Christmas 1980. And that incident, well, it would propel it to the top of the US and the UK charts at that time, and it would only be replaced at the top of our chart by his classic, Imagine.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere.
The time, no one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting.
Red Kite Radio.
Real local radio.
Sayer there with Orchard Road. Now, the music for that one was done by Alan Tarney, who'd done a lot of work with Cliff Richard and The Shadows in the past. The lyrics were by Leo, who said it was inspired by a late-night phone call that he made from a phone kiosk to his then-wife asking for her forgiveness. Although, truth be told, she was living in a flat called Churchfield Road, but that didn't work in the song, so it became Orchard Road. Well, it would be his last top 20 hit here in the UK, except for a re-release of an old hit in the noughties, and this one got to number 16 in 1983. Now, Tame Market will be holding another community day on Tuesday the 18th of August. The event is a great opportunity for local charities and groups to raise awareness and funds for their causes. Now, if you're interested at all in having a stall at the event or to find out more information, you just need to email Chris Herdman, that's H-U-R-D-M-A-N, Chris Herdman at btinternet.com. Next up for us, Billy Joel and We Didn't Start the Fire, which is written by Billy but co-produced by a guy called Mick Jones, who was the former frontman of the band Foreigner. And this would be another Grammy-nominated song. But originally it started as a country song, and which Joel himself has said since there is a terrible bit of music, like a dentist drill, were his words. Well, I suppose he wrote it so he could say what he likes about it, really. But the song has been much parodied and sampled since its original release, but it was a big worldwide hit and it got to number 7 in the UK in 1989.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Santayana. Of Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc, Roy Khan, Juan Perón, Toscanini, Dacron, Dien Bien, Foo Falls, Rock Around the Clock, Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team, Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Prince's Great, Peyton Place, Trouble in the Suez.
We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning.
Arabia, British Beatlemania, Old Miss, John Glenn.
Classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Take the wind, break me from the star, remodels all.
Spandau Ballet there, and I'll Fly For You, which is written by the band's Gary Kemp. And they had sort of come together in the late 1970s as schoolmates when they formed their first band. At the beginning of the 80s, they were called The Applause, and they played Euro dance music at the legendary Blitz Club in London. They then, of course, took a leading role in the early success of the New Romantics with their excellent debut, To Cut a Long Story Short, and this one, it would make number 9 in 1984. Now, after a few messages from our advertisers, we'll be back with Huey Lewis and the News and The Power of Love. And the track was co-written by Huey after he was approached to write a song for the film Back to the Future. Now, Huey initially said no to that request because he said he didn't know how to write film songs and he certainly didn't want to write one called Back to the Future. Well, the producer was very keen on him and he said to him, well, Huey, you can write whatever you like. So this tune appeared with absolutely no reference to the film's storyline whatsoever, although Huey did manage to get a little cameo role in the film as a music judge. The song itself, it would be a big worldwide hit and got to number 9 here in 1986.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Want tickets for tonight? Message now.
Final warning. To receive your package, confirm your details and pay the fee immediately.
Claim your energy
bill rebate
now.
Amazing holiday offer.
I've had an accident. Send money.
Hi, James. Your bank account has been compromised.
And I need a few personal details.
Fraud is getting more sophisticated. Always stop, think and check. Stay ahead of scams at gov.uk/stopthinkfraud.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio.
Make another man sing. Change your heart.
Guide Radio.
Real local radio.
Soul, and of course they got their band name from a character in the original version of Star Trek. But this track was written by Carol Decker and Ronald Rogers from the band, and the song was the group's debut single from their debut album Bridge of Spies, with Carol saying it was sort of inspired by a holiday that she went on with her parents where Ronald, who she was romantically involved with, couldn't be with her. Well, it turned out to be difficult to perform live, as the recording has Carol effectively doing a duet with herself. That didn't stop it being a big worldwide hit. It was a number four on both sides of the Atlantic in 1987. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can stick with me for hour two of the show, because I've got some Style Council, I've got a bit of Eurythmics, and also some ABBA coming up in hour two of the show, just after the 8 o'clock news. But we have one more track to take us up to that news, and it will be Inside Out by Odyssey, who were a vocal trio from New York originally, but the current incarnation of the band is now based in the UK. And they're led by a guy called Stephen Colazzo, who is in fact the son of one of the original members of the group. Well, they were always more successful here in the UK than they were in their native America, which is the main reason they relocated over here. But this track, it ended up being their second ever highest placing single in the UK. It got to number three in 1982. We'll be right back.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.